It's pointed out by an astute listener that we just took a text from a guy who looked at last night's single game, a Tiger win, no less, mm-hmm. and said, am I the only one seeing the bigger picture? And then he zooms in on one game, a win, and says it's disturbing because they only won by one game. Bigger picture, and then he zooms in on one game, a win, that's a one-run win, and says, am I the only one that's concerned?
I think you're the only one that looked at it and worded it that way, yes.
And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I think that it's a good point.
I understand what his point was.
I kind of do, too, it's funny to...
Struggling against a White Sox team, 13 strikeouts in the game, and yes, came away winning that game 2-1, but it's not because your offense was so great. Your starting pitcher got hit hard, even though they didn't drop in for hits. I can understand that, but like people have said before, that is baseball. That does happen.
Yep.
And some guys, some pitchers are just, they can get away with that, and they'll pitch to the contact and they're okay with it.
I mean, I guess, I'm looking for larger sample sizes to signify a turnaround. Yep. And that's why I thought the 9-14 stat, 9-5 in their last 14 games felt good. Felt like, okay, they're starting to stack some wins here and, get back to it. But last night's game doesn't mean victory laps. Let's be clear about that. But they're trending in a much, much, much better direction. And they are getting results out of games where they're using some of these players that they acquired at the deadline. Not all of them, that is for sure. There's a little bit of scattershot approach. We're gonna take a whole bunch of swings, some of these more minor moves that could be significant, could be important. But we'll see over time if they are. Nice to get the win last night, that's for sure. Okay. If you were watching the game on TV, I don't know what the radio call said about it. The TV crew was stunned that they got hit by that rain.
Yeah.
Stunned. They did not see that coming. They had no idea. And when the rain came, I mean, it was, hey, pair up the animals. It was really, really coming down.
Epic.
Yeah. When has that happened to you? Where you got hit with a unexpected, absolute, massive storm like that? Where were you when a storm like that came out of nowhere and blasted you? Because now maybe I wasn't paying attention to the weather in Chicago. Maybe the radio crew said, hey, we might have some storms gathering. The TV crew seemed completely shocked. Like, where did this come from? Wasn't that your takeaway?
Completely my takeaway. And for me, I remember years ago, it would have been like 1990-ish, somewhere in there, was up north in the UP with some friends. We were staying at a buddy's cabin up there for a couple of days, and we had gotten to take, we were going to go on a, take some canoes out in a private lake up through some trails. So you had to have a padlock and key to get through some of these trails up in Naubin Way, Michigan. And they did. So we went and got.
So wait a second. They had padlocked rivers?
They had No, it weren't rivers. There was a lake. It was a private lake in the middle of the UP.
All right.
In Naubin Way. And we have to go through all these weird trails and have no idea where we're going, right? Okay. We're trusting the person who's driving because they live up there, or they've lived up there for years. We're okay, we got it. Get there, get onto the lake. It's a beautiful day. And we've got like 10 guys and 4 different canoes or whatever, and everybody gets in the canoes. We're out there. We're going to do some fishing. We got beer. We got bait.
It's perfect.
We're ready to go. Middle of the lake, and we're not out there for 5 minutes, and all of a sudden, everything changes. Because this is well before you have your cell phone. You know, we're not really paying attention to watching, the news the night before to see what the weather forecast is going to be.
Right.
We're like, we're on vacation. It's supposed to be great. Let's go. The skies turn black. It unleashes hell. It's the middle of this. It's like this time of year, right? So it's hot. It's like 90, and all of a sudden,
fury.
It rains like crazy, and then the hail comes down, and it's a hailstorm that is producing like golf ball sized hail. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable, and we're in the middle of this lake, and it's not a big lake. You know, it's not a power sports lake. But it's big enough where, like, what are we going to do? Everybody starts to try to paddle to get to shore, and it's going to take a few minutes to paddle to get to shore. In the meantime, you are getting pelted by this hail, and it was constant. This thing went, it rained down like with hail. What seemed like a half an hour was probably like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, it was so bad that we were trying to protect ourselves. And my buddy and I said, we're going to flip the canoe over and we're going to get underneath the canoe and tread water underneath the canoe so we're protecting ourselves from the hail. It was that bad. And we are just hearing the canoe get just destroyed by all this hail.
Wow.
And in the meantime, because we're able to tread water, we can also kind of swim the boat towards the shore as best we can. But it was a storm that came out of nowhere, lasted for about, I mean, the hail was done after like 10 minutes or whatever it was, but the rest of the rain kept going for the next 45 minutes, and then we all just bailed and went back to the cabin.
My wife and I got talking about this, and there was, you know, we were one of our trips out west, weren't expecting it, walking in Tahoe City on the western shore of Lake Tahoe, huge storm out of nowhere, didn't expect it, grabbed the kids and sought shelter in a bar. Just good parenting, you know, wanted to make sure that they, there was that one. There was one at Rocky Mountain National Park, but the one I'll share was Pine River. We're canoeing on the Pine River.
Up north?
Yeah, where the canoes like filled with water. They were trying to get everybody off the water. There was lightning. I mean, it was scary. And that was out of nowhere as well. We had no idea that it was going to rain and we were not prepared for it at all. The Pine River was west of Cadillac. I think we stayed in Cadillac and did this trip on the Pine River, and that was a absolute deluge. And it is...
I've done the canoe trip on the Pine.
Yeah. I mean, when you're in a canoe, and it's funny that you and I both have canoe stories, and it really starts coming down, it feels like that water starts to accumulate quickly, and then I'm like, and there's thunder and lightning, and I'm sitting in a metal boat in water.
Is this safe?
Yeah. When did this happen to you? 248-539-9797. A storm out of nowhere. Delayed last night's Tiger game. We go to Danny and Macomb. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Danny?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, we were out at Crystal Bay a couple years back, and there was hundreds.
I'm sorry, where did you say you were?
Crystal Bay?
Crystal Bay.
Where's that?
Lake Erie. It's in Canada.
Okay.
Right on the border of Canada and Michigan.
Okay.
A lot of boaters go out there and throw the anchor. There's like hundreds of boats all year long.
All right, gotcha.
And someone said, hey, guys, a storm's coming. I've never been caught in the water, and we were on a 40-foot sea ray. So I go, you know, you got to be okay. But, man, you want the fear of God in you. That storm threw that 40-foot boat and every other boat in that bay like you're on a dinghy or on a canoe.
Really?
Women were crying. Kids were crying. I don't know that anyone got hurt. I don't know no one died, but I'm saying it came fast from everyone having a great time. Hang on, put your life jacket on, and you know, hang on for like 15 minutes.
That's I was about to say, how long did it last? And then was the fun over? Was everyone like, all right, let's just go home?
Oh, the fun was over because you just wanted to go kiss the ground on the dock. you're on Lake Erie. This isn't a small. You're on Lake Erie, so you're like in the ocean almost. And those waves, I'm telling you, were awful. The anchors didn't hold for anyone, for mostly anyone, and it was like bumper cars to the boats.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you're okay. When did you get hit by a storm that came out of nowhere? Like what happened apparently last night, the Tiger White Sox game, 248-539-9797. Gator, I got a question for you. Whether or not you've changed your habits, we'll get to that today at 11:30. Hey, school is back in session at Twin Peaks. You won't want to miss it. That's right. Your favorite Twin Peaks girls are back in your favorite costumes, serving up awesome drink specials today through Friday. And what a week to be hosting this party. You got your local baseball team in a fight for the division crown. You got preseason football. They're in the thick. We got in the thick of fantasy football draft party season. It's a dream cruise weekend, and you have a big fight doubleheader on Saturday. Why head to Twin Peaks for all the action? It's a no-brainer. Coldest draft beer in the state, poured at a bone-chilling 29 degrees. Full bar serving up amazing craft cocktails featuring your favorite high-end bourbons and tequilas. A scratch kitchen pumping out your favorite like the house smoked ribs and brisket, hand cut and breaded order, boneless wings and tenders, and seared and smash burgers. And what brings it all together? It's the beautiful Twin Peaks girls serving it all up. Come see the difference today. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views.